second hour of the program here on X's and Bros. I'm Matt Shepard. Welcome on a Monday morning where the NBA season ended last night. Who's kidding who? That NBA season has been over for Detroit for a long time. Although the Celtics won last night. Pacers scored 157 points. Knicks win last night. Denver wins as well. The play-in games. Do you like this situation? Do you like the play-in games? It's kind of like, you know, the NCAA tournament. You're going to get Philadelphia against Atlanta. You're going to get Miami against Chicago in the East. That'll take place on Wednesday. Houston, or I should say New Orleans, will play Golden State, and the Lakers will play the Sacramento Kings in the play-in in the West. The one seed in the East is Boston. 64 wins, more than any other team in basketball. They were 14 games clear of the two seed. Do you know who the two seed is in the NBA in the East? Immediately you think Milwaukee, right? Because you thought they were playing pretty well. Nope. They lost 7-10 down the stretch. It's the Knicks. The Knicks and Jalen Brunson and company are the two seed in the East. The one seed in the West is Oklahoma City, despite being a team that has the same record as Denver. Oklahoma City, by the way, won 5 straight to close the season. They are the one seed. Denver is the two seed. Huge night for the Red Wings tonight. It's the front end of a back-to-back and what could be the final games of the year for them. It's the final home regular season game, and they host Montreal. And then tomorrow, they head to Montreal to take on the Habs to finish out the year. That's a Montreal team. Many people will be like, oh, you know, they're not very good. They're last in the Atlantic, and they are. They're a minus 51 in goals scored, second worst in the Eastern Conference. Only Columbus is worse than that. Nobody's even close to Chicago, San Jose. San Jose was a minus 139 in goals against average. That's how bad the Sharks are. Minus 139. They've allowed 139 goals more than they have scored. Chicago 108, but 139. How brutal is that? Whew, that's hard to do. Montreal's a young team. At times, they play pretty well. Lately, not so much, but neither have the Red Wings. Neither have really anybody. If you look at the wild card situation, and right now, Washington, Detroit, Pittsburgh, or no, Washington, Detroit, and Philly all have 87 points. Pittsburgh has 86. The difference is in the regulation wins. That's what you want to look at. RW in the standings. Regulation wins. Hockey makes it so damn difficult to follow. I get it, okay? Because you got wins, you got losses, you got overtime losses, you got points, you got regulation wins, you got shootout wins, you got a shootout losses. It's confusing for a lot of people. But when you look at regulation wins, tiebreaker, Washington has 30 regulation wins. So does Philly. Pittsburgh actually has 31. They would win the tiebreakers with all. Detroit has 27. So Detroit has to have more points, period. They need to beat Montreal tonight. No doubt about that. Get the 2 points. And then they need to beat Montreal again. It's as simple as that. The beauty is they control their own destiny. The hard part is they must end with victories. Now, Washington, so Detroit, you would think, has an easier road, right? Well, Pittsburgh is playing at home, and so is Washington tonight. I don't know if you want to factor in Philly. Philly has played one more game than each. But Washington gets Boston, I believe, or the Rangers. No, it's Boston. And Pittsburgh gets Nashville. Two playoff teams. And Boston's really good. The kicker is, at the end of the year, tomorrow, if all those teams win, Detroit's at Montreal, Washington is at Philly. That's the difference. Washington is at Philly. Who knows what Philly will have to play for? I've never been a big believer. Penguins also have to, they'll play the following night in Long Island against the Islanders. I've never been a big believer that teams, oh, they don't have anything to play for, so they're not going to win. What did San Antonio have to play for last night? And they won. There's a lot of teams that are, that'll surprise you. Guys are playing for jobs. The pride thing is, to a certain extent, a little overused. Those types of phrases, a little overused. Oh, he's playing for pride. They play for jobs. Not just the job that they have on the team currently they're with, but also a job for another team. Another team might have an opening down the road. You're putting tape together. It's as simple as that. So it's a massive, and I mean a massive, next 2 days for the Red Wings. Got to have it. Give them a ton of credit for coming back and winning last time out. Dylan Larkin with the overtime goal. That was huge, man. That was fun to watch. They had to have it. You give them a ton of credit, too, because when you look at what this team needs to do and the pressure that they were under, every team's under pressure, every player is under pressure, we get all that. But when you see what this team had to do against a really good Toronto team, offensively, I know Toronto's got some weaknesses defensively, but offensively, I don't know how much hockey you folks watch, but if you watch the Toronto Maple Leafs and you check out their offense, it's the number one scoring team in the Eastern Conference, I believe. They've scored 297 goals. I don't think anyone scored more than that. Offense is so glitzy, right? I mean, we all love it. In every sport, you want to see guys. How many times do you watch a game and you're like, oh, it's 10-7 in this football game. This has been really entertaining. I can appreciate it. Maybe some of you can, but I think for the most part, people want offense. If you like offense, then you should like watching the Colorado Avalanche play. You should watch Winnipeg play. They're fun to watch. I like watching Edmonton because I think Connor McDavid's an incredible player. Toronto, original six, yes, a rivalry of the Wings. I like watching them play because I like watching Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner and John Tavares. They're fun to watch. They score goals. They give up a lot of goals, but they score goals. The Red Wings are about even. They score as many as they allow. Their defense has been the problem. And it's funny, I just got done talking about Toronto and how much I love their offense. They've allowed fewer goals than the Red Wings. But the bottom line is, this team's got a chance to make the postseason. How important is that to you as a hockey fan? I think it's really important. I think it's vital that this team do this. Now, I've had debates with friends who say they're not ready to win. It doesn't matter. How do you know? Seriously, how do you know they're not ready to win? Well, they haven't done it all year. I hate to tell you, but we've seen it in hockey. We've seen it in basketball. How many people thought the Miami Heat were ready to win last year, but they made the NBA Finals? How many people thought the Florida Panthers were ready to win? They made the Eastern Conference Championship and then reached the Stanley Cup Finals. They knocked off the Boston Bruins in the first round with Game 7 in Boston. Impressive. You get there and anything can happen. That's what we preach to people all the time. You're having a debate with somebody who may not be a hockey fan and you say, the thing I love about it is if you make the playoffs, anything can happen. And then you'll turn around and you'll have the argument and say, they're not ready to win. How do you know? Phone number is 866-838-4843. 866-838-4843. Quick timeout. Back with your phone number or for your phone calls here on a Monday morning around the great state of Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year. at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery. They're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party. Coming up later today at 3 on the Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network, I'll deliver huge opinions on everything you're talking about.
Minutes after the hour on a busy Monday, April 15th. Make sure you get your taxes in. I'm Matt Shepard. Glad you're with us on X's and Bros. We're with you Monday through Friday from 6 until 9. Our phone number, 866-838-4843. Anything that's on your mind, we welcome it. 866-838-4843. Let's go to Parchment. Linda's been waiting for a while. She wants to talk a little Red Wings hockey. Morning, Linda. How are you?
Very good. Nice to have you back, Matt. And Anthony, if you're listening, good luck in whatever endeavors you've got going on. Quite a shock. I wanted to get your opinion. What is this deal with the regulation wins versus why do they have overtime and shootouts if they're not going to count when, you know, toward teams getting into the playoffs? I'm not sure I understand all that.
Yeah, they count. It's just counting toward points. So you really, when you look at standings, you want to look at points first. Then if there is a tiebreaker, everybody has to have some type of tiebreaker if teams tie, right? So the first thing is regulation wins. Do I beat your team, Linda, in regulation time? Of course, if you get the extra point, if you win in overtime, you get the extra point if you win in the shootout. But you also get a point if you get there, even if you lose. Regulation wins, you get 2 points. The opposition gets none. So there,
in order for the Wings to get in, my understanding is then they have to win out both games in regulation, or could they win one in overtime or a shootout, or how does that work then?
Well, even if they won in overtime, they would still give them 2 points. They need as many points as possible against Washington and Philadelphia and Pittsburgh because they lack in the first tiebreaker, which is regulation wins.
Right,
so if they get to 89 points and Washington and Philadelphia and Pittsburgh stay where they're at, it won't matter on the regulation wins because Detroit would have more points.
Okay. So the regulation wins only come in terms of the tiebreaker then.
That's correct.
I see. Well, you know what I'd like to do? I don't know if you are in the position to do it. For those that may have either missed the game Saturday night or would just like to hear it again, if you have the opportunity for both the Red Wings and the Tigers. I missed the Tigers game flat out completely yesterday. I saw most of the third period of the Red Wings game Saturday. I've had other obligations to deal with, so I haven't been able to enjoy like I normally do. So highlights of everybody with a broadcast would be great if you can do it.
We will do our best to get that for you. That's a great suggestion. Coming back from breaks and things of that nature, we appreciate it, Linda. Have a great Monday. In case you missed it, and obviously Linda did, but she's not the only one. There's plenty who have missed it as well. Alex DeBrincat had a couple of goals in that win in Toronto. It was in Toronto, by the way. David Perron had a goal as well. Edvinson had his first as a National Hockey League player. And Dylan Larkin had a tip-in pass from Patrick Kane into the back of the net for the game winner. Austin Matthews also scored for Toronto, I might add, and Matthews with 69 on the season. Is he going to get 70? A couple games left? No doubt. Here's what transpired. This was the concern, and then we'll get to more of your phone calls, 866-838-4843. Alex, the Maple Leafs scored first. I think it was Mitch Marner who scored, and then Detroit scored four in a row, and DeBrincat scored two of those. They scored four goals in about 8.5 minutes. Then in the second period, Toronto dominated, and then Detroit got the overtime winner from Dylan Larkin. So it's good stuff. It was a really good hockey game. I mean, a little frustrating at times because you're up 4-1, and then suddenly you turn around and you see that Toronto has scored three in a row, and you're thinking to yourself, what the hell's going on here? Toronto's really good offensively, as we mentioned. So that's what happened. As far as the Tigers game yesterday, they won by a run. They salvaged a split with Minnesota. It's way too early to gauge on whether or not, you know, Minnesota or Detroit's going to be challenging in the division. I do think the Tigers should win the division. Would I have liked to have seen them do some things in the offseason? Absolutely, that they didn't do. There's no doubt about it. But the Tigers did get some runs late. They were down 3-0. Baez homered to left. It was his first of the year. Mark Canna picked up his second RBI of the year by doubling in a couple of runs. And then Spencer Torkelson with a soft single to right in the eighth inning. That's when the Tigers got all their runs in the eighth inning, and they win it 4-3. They'll take on Texas tonight, 866-838-4843. Let's go to Grand Rapids. Morning, Paul. How are you today?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the phone call. What's up?
Yeah, man. So people that say, oh, my gosh, Red Wings aren't ready to win. Like, come on. Enough of that. Last year, when the Florida Panthers played the Boston Bruins, and I'm sure you know this, Jeff, there was a 43 point differential between the two. That's the beauty of the NHL, Jeff. Like, you make it, anything can happen. I mean, you got the LA Kings of the 2000, you know, the 2010s or whatever. They snuck in as an 8 seed, and they won the cup, you know, 2 out of 3 years. And another thing, too, is I really think it's exponentially important for the growth of some of these young guys. And, I mean, Dylan Larkin hasn't been there since he was a rookie. Don't you think he deserves it?
Absolutely. And I did mention that. Yeah, the Kings is a great example. I mentioned Florida from a year ago. Yes. And I'll be honest with you, though. When people say, look, are the Pistons young? You're damn right they are. Are the Red Wings young? Do you really think the Red Wings are a young team in general? Because I don't.
No.
Yeah. I don't. Just no. Because a team hasn't made the playoffs, I don't believe. I don't think they're young. When you look at the Red Wings and you think of Andrew Kopp and Robbie Fabry and Dylan Larkin and JT Comfer and David Perron and Alex DeBrincat, Christian Fisher, Patrick Kane, we can go on, but Ben Chiarot, we can go on and on and on. They're not young. Ole Mato's not young, for crying out loud. Jeff Petrie's not young. Now, are there some? Sure. Mo Sider and Lucas Raymond and Joe Valeno probably still rather young. Don't get me started on that draft with Joe Valeno.
Brad Buesen, Edmondson. I mean, yeah. how Let's talk about Edmondson for a second, Shep. How much of a spark has that guy been? Man,
yeah,
he looks like
really
he's
good.
Been doing it for years. He's so good. He is really, really good.
Yeah, really good. And you guys probably saw him in Grand Rapids more than I did. Look, that's a guy who right now, just right now, let's just base it on what we've seen, has been really impressive. I'm going to reserve my judgment on him, Paul, right now. And the reason I'm going to reserve my judgment is because I think too often we rush guys along. I'm still trying to reserve my judgment on Mo Sider, for crying out loud. But, yeah, he's been a huge spark. What do you love most about his game?
He just takes care of the puck. He's a wrecking ball. He sets the guys up nicely. When we're in the offensive zone, I mean, he just makes crisp, clean passes. He gets shots on goal. He's a big body. And
right.
I don't think him and Sider are ever going to be a pairing because you got to spread them out, you know, but he's just a presence out there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He's 20 years old.
Yeah, it's a great phone call. It really is. You obviously know your stuff. Thanks, Paul, for the phone call. At 21 years age, just 21 years young, and 6'4 and 200 pounds, I think he's only going to get better. I think he's only going to get bigger and stronger. I love the reach. He and Bo Sider, who says they can't play together? Because they're similar builds? I think they could play together. That's up to, you know, the coaching staff to decide. But he has been a presence because that is where this team was lacking the most. We got to take a break. We'll get more Red Wings talk with you on the other side. 866-838-4843. This is X's and Bros. I'm Matt Shepard, and we're throughout the great state of Michigan.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
The Freddy the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit FreddyThePizzaMan.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's FreddyThePizzaMan.com. Together, we can make a difference.
After the hour on this Monday, April 15th. Last night, Ben and I were chatting. And it's funny because Ben was saying, we're still getting used to each other. And he said, what kind of music do you like? And I said, rock and roll. So he's had good music here today. But he did text me and say, do you have any music in mind? All the music I've given you, you have yet to play. Now, maybe you're saving it for the 8 o'clock hour. And that'll be good.
But, I did play Sad But True.
Yeah, but that wasn't part of my text.
Oh, okay. I thought it was. I thought that was the Metallica song you wanted to hear.
Enter Sandman.
Oh, my bad.
You're getting them mixed up, right? I mean,
yeah.
You don't know Metallica, do you?
A little bit. I like three of their albums a lot.
So be honest with me. When I send you a song like Trooper from Iron Maiden, A, do you know who Iron Maiden is? And B, have you ever heard the song?
I know who they are, have not heard the song.
Did you listen to it after I sent you the text?
No, I went to Metallica. That was my go-to. But okay. I'll have it for tomorrow.
Yeah. when you play Trooper,
yeah.
And I look, I'm music's one of those things that's very, you know, it's hard because people are very protective of their music.
Right.
So I try not to judge. Although people judge me on my music all the time. When you listen to Trooper, the beginning of it,
yeah.
Don't tell me you don't want to go to the gym right as soon as you hear it.
Okay.
That's what that is what the intro to that song is. There are certain songs, correct me if you think I'm wrong here. There are certain songs that when you hear it, you're like, okay, I want to throw some iron around. I want to jump on the ice and skate. I want to place, I want to hit something. All right, give me a big heavy bag and a pair of boxing gloves. I'm ready to go. Trooper is one of those songs. Thunderstruck is one of those songs. Enter Sandman is one of those tunes, just for future reference.
Yeah.
All right. That's the way to get a morning started, I believe. I'm not going to, I'm telling you folks right now, I'm not going to play, you know, Dionne Warwick because it's 6 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. That's not the way this works. We're getting up. We're getting energized. That's what it's about, I think. Anyway, 1-866-838-4843. He's Ben, BS. I'm Shep. Join us, will you? And you can text us as well. How do they text the program, Ben? Give them an idea.
They text 21,000 to Sports Radio.
Right. And then you're part of the text chain, and then you can text us anything you want.
Exactly.
And I know we have a text or two that I want you to get to, but I would just say this. This was based off our conversation with Linda from Parchment and Paul from Grand Rapids. I love the fact that they're into hockey. I love the fact they're into the Red Wings, and you know they are all committed. That's awesome. Here's my frustration with the Red Wings, and there's nothing we can do about it. So really, to complain about it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. However, when people go back in Detroit sports history and they talk about the terrible draft picks, what do they immediately say? Darko Milicic is one of them. All right? I assume you know who that is. They had a chance to take Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, a lot of really good players. Carmelo Anthony, they chose to take Darko Milicic. Okay. Joe Dumars will never live that down, even though Joe Dumars, for the most part, I think did a really good job in the front office. We could talk about Stan Van Gundy and his faux pas. Matt Millen, the wrecking ball that he had with the Lions for years. As good as a general manager Ken Holland was, and he really was. He was a very, very good general manager. You don't win Stanley Cups if you don't know what the hell you're doing. The 2019 draft, or 2018 draft, excuse me, where the Red Wings had a chance to take Quinn Hughes, but drafted Philip Zadina, will go down as one of the biggest mistakes in his general manager career. You're not going to get them all right. I understand that. You're going to swing and miss once in a while. But on a first-round pick, that cannot happen. And remember this, and Philip Zadina was coming out of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. It's a less-than league. Quinn Hughes was in your backyard. Just because he's in your backyard at the University of Michigan doesn't mean that you always take him. But you had a chance to see him quite a bit. How did you not recognize just how good that young man was? How good is he? He was a captain of the All-Star team this past year. He leads all defensemen in points right now with 91. Cale Makar is a hell of a player. Roman Josi is a hell of a player. Evan Bouchard is a really good player. And Bouchard, by the way, was also in that same damn draft. Victor Hedman, you like him? You're damn right you do. Rasmus Dahlin, you like him? You're damn right you do. He was number one overall in that same draft. You know who leads all defensemen in points? Quinn Hughes. Now, we just got done talking with Paul about how much he likes Edvinson, and rightfully so. I like him too. How do you not? I think the knock on Quinn Hughes when he was coming out was his size. 5'10", 180. uh-oh, sorry, today's day and age, you've got to have the big defensemen. Today's day and age, you've got to have the big goalies. Ken Holland once told me this. When you're little, you have to prove you can. When you're big, you have to prove you can't. Quinn Hughes proved he can at the University of Michigan. And yet the Red Wings passed on him. And they took Philip Zadina. In that draft class, Quinn Hughes has played 100 games more than Philip Zadina, has scored 2 more goals than Philip Zadina. And by the way, Quinn Hughes is a defenseman, as you know. He has 239 more assists. And he has more than 200 points than Philip Zadina. That's a swing and a miss. Zadina was taken 6th, Hughes 7th, Evan Bouchard 10th. Hell, you go a little further down that draft, Keandre Miller, who is playing, again, in your backyard in Plymouth, Michigan, out of the National Team Development Program. He's been a really good find for the Rangers. It was a bad miss. I remember that draft when people were like, oh, man, you got to get the first overall pick. You got to get Rasmus Dahlin. Dahlin's been really good for Buffalo. Took him a little longer, but he was good. He was out of the Swedish Hockey League. Best player in that draft is probably Brady Tkachuk. And he was drafted 4th overall. It's not like Detroit was the only team to pass on Quinn Hughes. It's not like Detroit was the only team to pass on Evan Bouchard. But knowing what you needed, this is why you don't chase need. You chase best player. Just food for thought moving forward. Happens a lot. Stan Van Gundy. Oh my God! I've got to take Stanley Johnson when Devin Booker is there. Don't take Devin Booker. What do you do the next year? Well, I missed out on the shooter last year, so I'm going to take Luke Kennard instead of Donovan Mitchell this year. Wrong answer. Don't chase it. I know it's boring. I know it gets old. And I know people don't want to hear it. That shouldn't matter. You don't draft for fans. You draft to win. Say what you want about Steve Yzerman. I think that leash should be a little bit more taut because they have not done what they're... This team should make the playoffs this year. I don't give a crap about 5-year plans. I don't give a crap about rebuilds. When people go, oh, you're in a rebuilding situation. Really? How quickly should you be able to rebuild? How quickly should you be able to turn things around? We saw time and time again. Back in the 90s, you saw the Dallas Cowboys hit rock bottom and climb right back up. It's a pretty quick rebuild while the Lions were continuing to rebuild, right? I know it's a different era and I know it's a different sport, but the point is you shouldn't have to just say that there's a unwritten rule or a written rule that I get a 5-year window. Enough is enough. If you've got money, if you're spending time and resources and cash on certain players like the Red Wings have by bringing in certain veterans, whether it be Sherratt, Perron, Kopp, Compher, Mata, rebuilds are about young guys moving up, right? Finding and then filtering in some of these older guys. Red Wings haven't done that. How long is the Pistons rebuild going to be? It wasn't long ago where they were winning over 40 games, and you'd take that today. Now, they're bottom feeders for 5 consecutive years. Is 5 years long enough? Now your patience is starting to wane a little bit, isn't it? Rebuilds are painful. But show me in all the rule books where you're trying to tell me that it has to be a minimum of 5 years. Bullcrap. Phone number is 866-838-4843. That's the frustration that I had. Look, I say this all the time in sports radio. The easiest thing to do is get on the airwaves and complain. So I don't want to be that guy, but there are certain things worth noting, and that was worth noting. You had a chance. That don't tell me that wouldn't have expedited your rebuild. It absolutely would have. Phone numbers 866-838-4843. Ben, we've got some texts, right?
Yeah, we got a text. It says, nice to hear you on the air again, Shep. Who is your favorite current Red Wing, and do you expect a win tonight?
All right. It's great to be back, so thank you for that. It's even better to be back with you. The easy answer is Dylan Larkin. Not because he's the captain. I like the way he plays. I think he plays 200 feet. I think he gives you everything he's got every single night. I like him a lot. I'm not afraid to say I've been a little disappointed in Alex DeBrincat. I thought he was going to bring more offensive jam to this team. I do like Mo Sider quite a bit. I would say those two guys. I would also say that Patrick Kane should be re-signed. How long? Well, I would ink him to a 2 or 3 year deal if he's willing. If he's willing. My guess is his camp would want at least a 3-year contract. Considering what he has meant, what he's done for this team, he's 35. There's plenty of guys who play into their late 30s as long as they take care of themselves. He's a power play machine. His hands are unbelievable. It's obvious he can still play. Yeah, I would absolutely entertain a 3-year deal as long as it doesn't prevent you from making the types of moves you want to make moving forward. Steve Yzerman has said he's going to take that all into consideration. He's not going to get too carried away. But he signed Olimata to an extension last year. I think Patrick Kane is worthy of that. And I also think he brings a certain presence to that locker room that is needed, welcomed, and beneficial. He's got to go get himself a goalie. Now, there's a lot of you in Grand Rapids who have seen Sebastian Cosa on a regular basis. He's got some decent numbers. My hope is that he would be ready for this team a year ago, or a year from now, I should say. Right now, with James Reimer, Alex Lyon, Ville Husso, those goalies are all number twos is the easiest way to say it. I don't mind them starting every once in a while, every third game, every fourth game. I don't want them, no offense to them, I don't want them in net on a regular basis. I just don't. We all want Sergei Bobrovsky or Connor Hellebuck or Anthony Stolarz, who's been really good this year. And I know there are certain names that we don't always recognize. Do you know who Seattle's? Do you know who Joey Decord is? Hell no, you don't know who that is. That's okay. I understand it. But this team needs a goalie. As far as tonight is concerned, look, they played with great desperation the other night against Toronto. I had this debate with a friend of mine the other day. He said, I don't think they play hard every single night. I said, I disagree. I said, I think for the most part, they do play hard. It's hard for me or anybody to suggest that a team plays hard every single night, because the only team you're watching on a regular basis is your team. Right? Now, maybe Paul is a guy who goes out there and he watches NHL. It doesn't matter the game. He's going to watch the NHL no matter what. Every single night, what he's doing is he's watching the National Hockey League. So the Red Wings had a night off last night. So he watched the Blues and Kraken. Or he watched Las Vegas and Colorado. And by the way, that was a really good game because I watched that. But don't tell me that they're not playing hard every single night, because there's a lot of teams out there that you could look at, look back on, if you want to be fair, if you want to be fair to your team, and say, you know what, maybe they didn't play all that hard. Do you remember Boston playing the Rangers last month in New York, or playing the Islanders last month in New York? And Boston's a really good team, right? Would we all agree with that? I think that's fair to say. Guess what? They got blown out in both those games. Did they play hard? They would be able to answer that more than I would. But if you looked at that game, or if you remember those games, you might come to the conclusion that they really weren't that good. So maybe they didn't play all that hard. We watch our teams every single day. Or we read about them. And we think to ourselves, they weren't giving the effort that I expected them to. I think it's a fair critique. Don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that the Red Wings do play hard every single night. I would hope they would. But I can't say or pick out a specific game in which they have played or haven't played specifically hard. But I do believe, because we have such a keen eye on them, that comes to the forefront more than anything else. I watched the Rangers and Flyers play earlier this month. Philadelphia beat them 4-1 rather handily. They had the much more desperation type of feel to it. Does that mean that the Rangers didn't play hard? And I think the Rangers are the best team in the Eastern Conference. 1-866-838-4843. Got to be fair. 866-838-4843. More of your texts, more of your phone calls on the other side in the final hour on a Monday morning. I'm Matt Shepard. This is X's and Bros throughout the great state of Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in, and also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to the Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the Huge NFL Draft Watch Party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The Food District is now open. There's something for everyone. From Bubba Coo's Burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's Chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new Food District. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Roast Umber is a farm-direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And also the Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option for energy with no sugar additives. Look for it at your local retailer or at roastumber.com.
The Freddy the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at freddythepizzaman.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit freddythepizzaman.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's FREDI thepizzaman.com. Together, we can make a difference.